This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
bbclearningenglish.com presents Talk About English, a series of radio features that support your English language studies.
It's time for Academic Listening, a series for students at English-speaking universities. Join Susan Fern and members of the World Service Class of 2001 for this programme that focuses on using the library.
My name is Claire. Welcome to University College London Library. We're in the Arts and Humanities Library at the moment.
Claire Woodhouse works in a busy university library.
On a typical day on the issue desk at the library, when we first come in, we need to empty out the book bin. Now, most libraries have this. It's where you can leave books after the issue desk is closed. So we return those first thing in the morning, switch on all the computers, change the date stamps, and then we open at 9:30 and students can come in from that point.
Last time we thought about academic reading and some of the different skills that can help you gather relevant material quickly and efficiently. But where do you start? Libraries contain thousands of books on dozens of subjects, and they're scattered, it sometimes seems, at random, around a number of different rooms, sometimes even different buildings, as this student has discovered.
At my university, the library is divided specifically in subjects or in areas, because it's Oriental and African studies. Some of the areas are divided in South Asia, Southeast Asia, Africa. And then in other parts of the library, the division is made of topics like art and archaeology, anthropology, linguistics, and things like that. There is another important section about periodicals, and they are divided in big volumes, and all the references are in the main floor, so we go there, we get all the information in the computers, and I think it's very important to start at the beginning, to start knowing how the books are classified, so that when we go there, we actually find them. Otherwise, we can get lost very easily.
And no wonder. But it doesn't take long till you start making sense of this apparent disorder. As a new university student, chances are you'll be invited to visit your new library on a guided tour. And my advice is to make sure you go. You'll discover areas in the library where you can sit and study. Perhaps you'll find a university computer where you can practice your English or type an assignment, gain access to the internet or open a new email account. You'll discover how the library's organised. And perhaps, most importantly of all, you'll learn how to locate a book on any subject from architecture to zoology. Imagine, for example, that you want to find a specific edition of your favourite novel, Oliver Twist by Charles Dickens.
When you're given your reading list for your course, you need to come into the catalogue hall and you get the computer screen and say we're going for a book title. If you click under type word or phrase, so Oliver Twist, like that, then click on go and it comes up with all the titles with Oliver Twist in them. Say you're looking for the 1949 edition. It'll tell you which library it's in and how many copies are available. And then the class mark. The class mark is given to every book in the library and it will tell you exactly where it is on the shelf. So we'll then go and find the book.
Different universities have different systems to help you locate the books. The principle is the same. You'll need to do a search, using the title of the book, perhaps the author's name, or maybe the subject area. If you're lucky, your search will result in a sequence of letters and numbers, the class mark. This is a code that will tell you where to find the book, in which building, in which room, and on which shelf.
The first part of the label will say English, which means it's in the English section of the library. So when you're there, the next part of the label will be XR. So you go round the shelves in the English library to XR. Within XR, the number 1 to 20, and Oliver Twist will be at number 20. And then it's arranged by author, so it'll be D-I-C for Dickens. Right, now we're going to look on the shelves. This is what we were looking for. English XR 20 D-I-C.
So, once you've found the book, you'll want to read it. There may be a study area in the library where you can sit down and read it straight away. In fact, if you've selected a book that belongs in the reference section of the library, you'll have to read it on the premises. And if you've chosen a very popular book, you might not be allowed to keep it for very long. A librarian will explain to you the borrowing regulations at your library, which books can be taken home and for how long, how many books you can borrow at once, and what will happen if you don't return them on time. The librarian will also tell you how books are issued, where you'll need to go and what you'll need to do. As Claire Woodhouse explains, students at University College London use their student identity card.
When you join the university, you're given an ID card, which also counts as your library card. So when you find the book that you want to borrow, you get your ID card, you go to the issue desk, and you give them the card and the book. Then you can borrow it for the time that's allowed on that particular book. We have 3-hour loans, overnight loans, 1 week, and standard loans, which will say on the front cover. And you get a date stamped in the front, and you then borrow it until that date when it needs to be returned.
Increasingly, as academics publish their research online, students are finding that the internet can be a rich source of valuable, up-to-the-minute information. A word of caution, though. Because it's so easy to publish on the World Wide Web, the volume of material can be quite overwhelming, and you need to be careful to check the academic credentials of the authors. Of course, as well as virtual publications, another place to find contemporary research is in the periodicals or journals section of the library. Periodicals are usually organised by subject, but maybe in a different part of the library, away from the books. Claire Woodhouse again.
If you look up on the library catalogue and it says economics periodicals, they're shelved separately from the books. We have a current display of periodicals, which is the last 3 years in this central shelving unit. And then around the edges, we have the last 10 years available.
As many of you will know, perhaps to your cost, you sometimes face problems you hadn't expected. University libraries are busy places. There can be long queues to take out books or to use the photocopier. The book you need may be on loan to someone else. You may want a rare publication that your university has to borrow from another library, using an interlibrary loan scheme. Your essay deadline is looming, and it's all taking much longer than you anticipated, so make sure you give yourself plenty of time. That's not the only problem known to students and library staff alike.
The libraries nowadays are organised in very similar ways, but it always depends on the technology that is put in the library. Some libraries that I used in Mexico, for example, didn't have a very computerised system, so it was more difficult to find some of the books. Having had the opportunity to make research in libraries in Spain, Mexico and Britain, what I can say now is that the main problem is not actually the language, but to get to know the classification in each library and getting used to it with the time.
The main problems that students have with using the library are things like when books haven't been borrowed but cannot be found on the shelf. They're often being used by somebody in the library or are sitting on desks when someone has used them. So they're not issued to anyone, but they're not on the shelf.
You need to learn how the catalogue system works and how the library's laid out. And remember, if you're having problems, help is always on hand.
The librarians in libraries, I think, they are very, very crucial for our searching for books, because sometimes we can find the classification of a book, but once we get there, we cannot find the book. And if there is no one who can help us to find it, in many occasions we cannot get the readings done. So I think the job of the librarian is very, very important.
My advice when using the library would be, don't be afraid to ask either the librarians or other students. They're more than happy to help. The other advice would be, come in with the book titles that you want written down so that you can show them to the librarians so they can see exactly what you want. Just do not be afraid to ask, because we are here to help. And we end today as we began, with a helpful hint. There's one very quick and efficient way to learn how your university library is organised, right at the beginning of your university career. Another good way is to come to a library tour. Most libraries will hold tours for new students within the first 2 weeks or so of term. Make sure you come on one of the tours and they will show you where everything is and how it all works.
That brings us to the end of the programme, in which Susan Fern focused on university libraries, how they're organised, how they operate, and how you can use them efficiently.
That was Talk About English from bbclearningenglish.com.